to those of us who work in this field, it is not at all surprising, but I think it's something that can go unnoticed by people who don't work in the health arena, in particular people who don't work with adults living in poverty. So I think it's something that makes sense when you hear it, but might not be an idea that people think about if they're not working in the field.
Do healthy people make more money, or are people who make more money healthier because of better access to health care and to preserve their health?
You know, if I knew the answer to that, I would probably have already won some sort of major research award. This is an ongoing discussion in the field. It's really hard to establish causality, which causes what, if it's having the money gives you better access to health and better health, or being in better health allows you to be more present in the workforce, thus having the higher income. It's not clear, it's probably circular, but it's a relationship that holds across our communities, and it's something that we see is true across the nation.
It sounds like a chicken and the egg kind of scenario.
Absolutely. It's also hard to untangle.
Why is there such a disparity in the health status of impoverished people compared to those with higher incomes?
Certainly, many people that are living below the poverty line or below 200% of poverty report less access to having health insurance, and health insurance is the first step in getting access to appropriate care at the appropriate time. So access is certainly an issue, and even with insurance, being able to afford co-pays and other financial responsibilities related to health are an issue for those who are living paycheck to paycheck or who don't have a job at all.
And we as a society have to decide whether that's acceptable, that there is a disparity. What's being done to level the playing field when it comes to healthcare access and administration?
Well, certainly some of the aspects of the healthcare reform law or Obamacare that are rolling out starting next year are intended to help make healthcare more affordable. In Ohio in particular, without the Medicaid expansion, though, we will be leaving the adults that are below 138% of poverty in an administrative loophole, which could prove to work against increasing access and improving health.
How do you think the implementation of the Affordable Care Act will impact this situation?
In this particular measure, we're not talking about health care. We're talking about health, and it's important to make a distinction there. Health care is what you get when you enter the medical system, and here we're trying to measure health in general. So there are many people who have health issues that are not in the health care system. So, you know, this is a measure that's really a great way to measure health in the community, but it's also something that's really hard to move, because you not only have to give access and help to those who are in poverty, but you also need to reach people that aren't in your health care system.
You can find out how to get more information about the Ohio Health Issues Poll and Interact for Health on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Jennifer Chubinsky, thank you.
Thank you.